Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. The ship has arrived. Your ship of light. Your ship of abundance. This is a ship long awaited. If this is indeed your ship, will you take the step aboard? Will you climb to your next level of consciousness? Ship is waiting. The ship is waiting. The plank is set. Will you climb to your next level of consciousness? And as you prepare your steps of enlightenment, know this is a deserved and well awaited for moment in your life. Open your mind's eye so that you may see. Clear your inner ear so that you may hear the call. The call for all to board who are ready. Ready to take the steps into a new lifetime. Of understanding, love, and truth. your guide for this trip. You've known many lifetimes. He stands at the top of the plank, awaiting your arrival. This guide has always been there. At birth, through all the stages in your life, up to this moment. He asks you these questions. Are you ready? Are you willing to make the commitment to live what you believe? Will you make the commitment to be all that you are? Are you willing to do all that you can to make the world all it has to be for survival of many? Will you do your part? As you walk the plank, accept now your role on this ship. Over the side, throw your fears, splash into the water, cause pain, blame, guilt, shame, anger, jealousy, possessiveness, control. Step aboard, we embrace our guides, and we thank them for years and eons of love and light they have surrounded us with. And through their great efforts and their true love of the One Most High, they have sustained us and enlightened us on our path, so that we may be who we are today. Circle them with love and allow your transformation to move you within to the success in your life. In this moment, remember all of the glimpses of success, all of the the glimpse of success that have been seen through your eyes in your lifetime. It's all here on this ship. You are, in fact, home. This is your ship. There are many like you here, honoring you for making the right choice. And as you stabilize in your new environment, bask in the light of love. Bask in the light of transformation, change, and growth. And most of all, give thanks. Welcome to the Play Experience. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, always, all love. They call me Ombasa Sophira. Thank you for joining me here on this wondrous playground, this playground of life, the play experience. So, I'm feeling so grateful this moment to be able to experience the walk, the talk, the beingness, the allowance, the joy of being here on the playground at this time. At the top, you heard George Skrillex with Pure Imagination. You can find his beautiful music on evzonemusic.com. Followed by yours truly, with The Relationship. That piece was done some years ago, still powerful in its message, which was given so divinely. And I am very grateful to deliver that to you, my wonderful friends on the playground of life. Yes, indeed. It is a beautiful time to be alive. And I'm ever so grateful when I think about, you know, the energies that are shifting now. Whether you recognize it as energy, whether you recognize it as life circumstance, whatever you recognize it to be for you, however you want to describe it, you can see the change. You can feel the change. What I'm grateful for is that when I think about the earth and how she corrects the things that are amiss, you know, when you think about the pollution, the nuclear issues, the oil spills in the ocean, the different things that happen, and then you have a tsunami, you know, and then you have an earthquake. And then you have all of these different things that really, in essence, are about nature's way of correction and balance and harmony. And then when you think about your personal self, your body, your own cells, your own DNA, your own, you have your own personal tsunamis and earthquakes, eruptions, energies in your body relationship, in your intimate relationships with friends and family, it's like it's a natural way of bringing harmony back into yourself, returning to harmony within yourself, having issues to come up called illnesses, so that you can understand that you do have something that happens within you that wants to take care of itself. What I'm grateful about today is that we can now, it's like a veil is being lifted, if you will, and we can now take on this power that this benevolent Most High, creator of us all, has given us. We can actually take it on. I've been sharing about this for the last couple of weeks. I don't know how long I'm going to talk about it because I'm so excited that I am ready to share this. That for years I've held on to so much because I just did. I'm not going to make any excuses. What? I'm not. This is the time for me to share it. It's all coming together for me to share. Confirmation after confirmation after confirmation is saying share. Share now. What I've always known, I always talked about mind over matter in terms of healing myself and others in their own healing. Because I know that this mind, this powerful silent giant, I call it, mind energy, the powerful part of us that we're given to tap into, can heal anything. There's nothing that can't be healed. I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it. I know there's nothing that can't be healed with pure intention. It does have to be pure intention. Yes, it does. It needs to come across as that. It needs to be that. So you know your own heart in what you are trying to heal. If it was a relationship, if it was an illness, whatever it was, whatever it is, you know. I'm just here to say that we have the perfect opportunity this moment, today. And this is what I'm committed to. This is my work from this moment on has shifted and elevated into working with the mind of the Creator in healing any issue in your tissues, any issue in your life. This is my decree. This is what I'm saying. This is how I'm moving. This is what I will do for me, and this is what I will do for you. I'm here. Call my name because I'm present. Yes, indeed. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back on the other side. And we'll just share. How about that? All right. See you in a moment.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome again to this wondrous playground of life, where we're all committed to passionately love and appreciate who we are, and to claim our point of power, which is always in this precious and very present moment that we're in. We're talking about keeping our love alive, keeping the appreciation for ourselves pure. We're talking about igniting our power to be fully present in this moment and getting to a point where we really know that it is our point of power. It's ours. That's in this present moment, and that is the only place where change can begin. This change that you can bank on, the kind of change that you want to take to the bank. Yes, indeed. The message is always the same, and the situations, they change, but the message is always the same, that your thoughts produce feelings that you really believe are true, you know? We swear by it, I tell you. The most damaging mental thought patterns today are contributing to so many illnesses, so many issues in the tissues, so many people. Thought patterns. Resentment of others, criticism of ourselves, guilt from the past, shame, fear about the future. The chronic pain from unrelenting guilt, just like I'm not going to let go of this guilt no matter what. I'm just so guilty. Yeah. You know, anger infused with so much guilt that you find yourself in a quote-unquote accident. The feeling that you're so critical. You're so critical that you need to be perfect. You need to see, always trying to be perfect. It's a setup. That's all it is.
the resentment that eats away and causes cancer in the body. There's nothing that comes from outside that causes cancer. It's the resentment that's eating away from the inside. It's time for us to claim our existence without confusion and resistance. Because with the challenges will flow and with grace will show. That faith will bring us through to all we must do. Yes, self-approval, self-acceptance. See, because you can begin now to ask yourself questions like, am I really willing to release the habits, thought patterns in myself that created whatever condition I'm dealing with right now? Are you willing to ask yourself even the question? It's about being willing to forgive ourselves and all others for anything that they may have done, we may have done, to hurt ourselves, that we feel that they have done to hurt us. Because if forgiveness is letting go and coming into the present moment to fully live, to fully appreciate who you are and whose you are. And that's the focus. Right here on the playground of life, right here, right now, how we can passionately love and appreciate who we are and whose we are. I'm just saying. Imagine that you wake up one morning. You wake up, okay, and you don't remember anything, okay? You see the sun, you see where you are. You don't remember anything about what you valued in life, nothing about anyone you loved, anything that you cared about, what thought you felt about any subject, what type of relationships you like, your preferences of mates, whether you like short people, tall people, who appeals to you, you know, whether you even want a mate. What do you, are you religious? Do you have a certain religion? Do you have a preference? You know, what are your thoughts? What are your ideals in life? You know, do you like certain environments to live in over others? Do you like to travel? Yeah. When you think about all of these things that we were, certain things that we came in with, and certain things that we were impressed upon, if you will. You know, but we can do that, you know. We can look at all of the things that life has impressed upon us and voluntarily or involuntarily choose to use our imagination, this gift, to erase and start over. Yeah? To lose the previous judgments and criticisms we gained over the years. To simply drop them right now, this moment, this precious, present moment, to start anew. To rebirth. Start over, just like when you were born. In this lifetime, when we were born, we came from the allness, the isness of the Creator Source God within us. We came holding that Godness, that goodness inside of us, called love, called creativity, called joy. We still have it all. All of those gifts. Those juicy, licious, yummy, licious gifts inside us right now. Of course, they're not gifts unless they're shared. We'll talk about that later. But we do come in with this essence of the Creator inside us, living within us, ever present, all around us, all the time. Yes, yes. We all have gifts. Sometimes we come in and we show them sooner than later, you know, like the child prodigy at 2 or 3 playing the drums so magnificently, or painting, or anything. It could be anything. It could be wiring a system in a house. And they come in with these gifts, and it's like, wow, what in the world? They are tapping into the godness, the goodness, the God inside them right then. They decided not to wait until they're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Sometimes with this, we need to hang out with other people, you know, to see that we even possess a skill or a talent. And synchronicity takes care of this for us very well. We all of a sudden find ourselves in a certain place because we need to intensify, we need to explore this feeling that we have about something, yeah? And that something is related to the gift that we are given, that we come in here with. You know, earlier you heard the relationship before the break, where the message is we're all relating on the ship of life and how we decide to rise to our next level of consciousness, you know? It talks about that. It talks about how we can all relate on the ship of life and how we can do it masterfully by just first deciding that we're going to do that. How are we going to rise to our next level of consciousness and be changed? Be ye changed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can begin to see others like you on the ship. You know, the relationship. You know, the message was about how we have guides, how we have angels and master teachers to guide us. How we have each other. You see, our relationships, all our relationships, relationships assist us in expressing who we are, whose we are. I have to keep saying that. And what our true gifts are. You know? And how we have each other. Our experiences in this lifetime let us know what we're made of. We have to decide. We have to decide today, this moment, who we are allowing to define us. I talked about this before, because most of us get so lost in this life being defined by other people and other things, yeah? Forgetting completely our essence of who we are, whose we are, and where we belong. Imagination was so pertinent to our growth and development in the beginning, and is now being pushed aside as fantasy and illusion. You know, the other day my grandson, he said the imagination is not real. What? Who told you that? Because it was told to him. It wasn't something that he came here with. He was very imaginative when he got here. I went away to another country, come back, and he said, imagination is not real. This magnificent faculty that we all possess, that can create our world any way we see fit, has been discredited as foo-foo-foo-foo. And most of us have bought into this lie, you know, because it comes from those we were closest to, who we want to receive love from and appreciation and approval from. Those who also bought into it for the very same reason, by the way. So how do we turn this around, you ask? Now let me tell you what I feel. I feel that instead of waiting for issues in our tissues or major disasters to shatter us out of illusion and back into what is really important to us, I say, why not pull out our own demolition team, steamrollers, to come in to search and dismantle anything that no longer serves us, just because we can. To stop pulling down those walls that we or others put around us, called this or that or whatever it is that we don't need no more. These walls that have safely tucked us away in stuckness and negativity and fear, blame, and shame and guilt, keeping everything we truly desire outside of the walls. Come on now. Let's start kicking down. Why not? Let's start kicking down the doors we nailed shut around our hearts because of some hurt or pain or sorrow in the past from our close relationships. Let's come on and let the steamroller roll in right now and take care of that stubborn idea that we just haven't been able to shake because somebody we run into almost every day is reminding us of how true it must really be. Yeah, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, indeed. We can afford to bring in our own demolition team and not wait for life circumstances to get so severe that by default, the change is going to happen anyway. And it feels way worse, so much more devastating. I'm just saying. What is the author and finisher of your faith today? Are you ready today to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? This has been a subject on the playground this month. Subject of renewing our minds, purifying our minds, accessing the mind of God. Because this is the only true road to freedom. The only true road to freedom is getting in touch, being in touch with that love that we are. I think it's time. True freedom. That's what I'm feeling. There's a method in all the madness. It always is. It puts a new meaning to self-medication, don't you think? Laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud. The message is always the same. Situations change. The message is the same. You get my drift. With so much feelings of despair around and disillusion in the world right now about our purpose for being here, you know, I have decided that, you know, there are ways that we can move through this together, you know, there's ways. And I'm going to do, as I said before, everything that I can do to bring forward messages that I get, healing sessions, retreats, books, CDs, whatever comes forth. The idea is to share wealth of health and joy in all of these products and services. The retreats will include health services, will include lots of producing of creativity, purification of the mind and the body, empowerment. Just purely power-packed, because we will be tapping into that source within us. We will begin to activate through much process and practice that powerful part of ourselves and continually tweak our blueprint. We'll tweak it, because you can have a new blueprint. But it's all about tweaking it and making sure that it's exactly like you want it to be in any given moment, because you have the power to decide when you want to change it. Because that's the one thing you can always take to the bank, is change. Isn't that cool? You can always take change to the bank. That's a real good thing. That means that you will constantly be wealthy with change. So it's actually a good thing instead of a bad thing. Oop. Oop. Who said that? We can actually look forward to change. We can actually say, wow, I wonder how my life is going to change next. I wonder, Creator within me, what you want me to know. What do I need to know about what's coming up? Where do I need to be today? Where do I need to be in the next moment? It's all about being in touch. Tapping in, being tuned in to the love that dwells within us. With that being said, I feel like I'm going to go out with just Cynthia. The color of love is you. Yep, that's what I'm feeling. Feeling this wonderful, colorful, beautiful colors of life, and how we are all a part of this rainbow of life, this love, effervescent, yummy. Anyway, I'm going to give you a big Ombasa hug, and I'm going to love you, and I'm going to leave you just for a moment. I see you on the playground next week. Yep. I'll be there with bells on. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Mombasa out. I love you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.